Dark Mirror, Chapter 7. Under the cover of darkness, Toa Lesovic and Toa Takanuva darted through the sculpture fields of Po Metru. They had slipped back to Metru Nui via underwater chute a few hours before. Lesovic knew a few that were closed for repair but still functioning, and best of all, unguarded. "Where are we going?" whispered Takanuva. "The Colosseum is the other way. If Prutaka's mask is in there, that's where I need to go." "Right," said Lesovic, "but if you want to get in and out of there alive, we do it my way, and my way starts at the Throne of Stone." The Toa of Air pointed straight ahead. Not far away, there was indeed a huge throne made of rock, mounted atop a base of rock-she parts. Pomatoran bearing torches surrounded it, and seated in the great chair was Toa Pohatu himself.
"Excuse me," said Takanuva. "I ran into Tahu and Kopaka not long ago, and are you sure this is a good idea?"
"Trust me," said Lesovic, smiling. After a few hours, the Pomatoran left to go back to their homes. As Pohatu descended from his throne, Lesovic scraped three times with his armored boot against a nearby rock. The Toa of Stone stopped, head turned to listen. Then he said, "Lesovic, you are out of your mind."
"It helps," said the Toa of Air, leading Takanuva to where Pohatu stood. "This is my new pal, Takanuva. He's looking for the five-widget tour of the Colosseum, particularly the Hall of Masks."
"Wait a minute," said Takanuva. "I don't understand any of this. Tahu, Pohatu, and the rest were supposed to stay asleep until they were needed to awaken Mauna Nui. But Mauna Nui never fell asleep here, so why are they here?"
"He talks a lot, doesn't he?" Pohatu said to Lesovic.
Lesovic shrugged.
"Okay, Glowfish, let me tell you a story," Pohatu said. "Toa Tuyet found out where we were from Artaka. She sent some Toa in to find us, but none of them survived the trip. That was when she found a spot in the Colosseum no one had ever seen before, a place from which she could fake the signal that would launch our canisters. Next thing you know, here we are. She laid it all out for us, how the Makuta and the Dark Hunters were plotting a takeover, how it was our duty as Toa to stop them dead. It was the only way to make the universe really safe. So we all signed on. But after a while, I started to have doubts. They turned into fears when I found out Tuyet had sent a squad headed by Toa Nadiki to wipe out the Ninmer ghosts, just because they might someday make something that could be used against her. 4 dozen Matoran dead. Still makes me sick. That was when I made contact with Lesovic, and we've been working together ever since. Of course, Tuyet doesn't know that."
"You're a regular stone wall of history," said Lesovic, "but it's going to be light soon. We need to get the troops together and get ready for a raid."
Pohatu led the two Toa back to his cavern. Once inside, he used his power to send a mild tremor the length of Metru Nui, not enough to cause damage, just enough to single those who would understand and respond. They started filtering in through underground tunnels not long after. Nuju, Akmu, 3 Dark Hunters, Guardian, Darkness, and Primal, 1 Toa, Krakua, and a Pomatorian that Lesovic introduced as Kodan.
"It's handy to have the Toa's chronicler on our side," said Lesovic. "Helps us stay informed."
"So what's the plan?" asked Takanuva. "We sneak in, steal the mask, and get out?"
"He thinks small, too," Pohatu said to Lesovic.
Lesovic shrugged.
"Listen, Junior, I don't know where you came from or why," said Pohatu, "but I'm betting Tuyet doesn't know either, and maybe that gives us an edge. So we're putting everything on one Akalini play. Akmu here has alerted the Makuta in town. Darkness took care of any Dark Hunters nearby who were still on 2 legs. Everybody's in."
"In what?" asked Takanuva.
"Tuyet's had her own way for too long," Pohatu answered, grabbing a protosteel axe off the wall. "It's time to take her down."
To be continued.